Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, hour number deuce. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you're missing the first hour, you can download that. The Fan Podcast, 1051thefan.com, the Odyssey app. We're live on YouTube as well. If you missed Lucy this morning on the Sunrise Boys, and if you missed her, you can go back on the YouTube and check that out.
Old freaking...
Queen of the Dongs.
Queen of the Dongs and likes a well-done hamburger with nothing on it.
That's my wife as well.
I mean, those are some tendencies. She said a hot dog with nothing on it too, and I was like,
"That's
what?
Rough. I will go hot dog and just mustard. That's fine. I can do that. But just raw and a hot dog is a little rough for me.
That's just ay ay ay.
And if you missed, if you want to go hear the club from yesterday, you can check that on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, rewind, fast forward, except for Into the Future, for that would be impossible.
Or if you're watching on the YouTube and you're wondering, why does Danny's head have the imprint of his hat on his forehead? You can hear the whole story.
Yeah, you can hear that.
In the opening segment.
Yep. You're such an idiot.
I had to go get Advil.
You're such an idiot. Coming up this hour, WebGems is a good one as a coach potentially trolls some rival fans, but maybe not. AI. What it takes really to be an MVP.
You just never know.
And then we'll check in finally. We've been waiting 3 days to do this. We'll check in finally on the head coach of the Huskies. Is he still the head coach of the Huskies? But just finishing up some college football playoff and college and Oregon Duck chatter just in general. I wanted to read some of your texts. 503-864-6326. How does Alabama or Georgia with one more loss not drop below Oregon if Oregon wins out? That's easy, my friend. It just means more in the SEC. Bow! That's the truth. I mean, that's weird talking about this before we came on the show. If Texas A&M loses to Alabama in the SEC title game, which I think very much could happen, I don't see A&M falling below Oregon. Tyson nailed it, and we've been talking about it, and I think every show on this program, on this station has talked about it. The committee does not value Oregon.
No, they don't.
That's why I push back when you think if USC wins, they'll both get in. I think they'll put three teams in from the Big Ten and say, sorry, Oregon, your resume sucks. We don't watch your football games, and you just lost to USC, and they're in over you.
It's just a weird spot to be of a 10-2 Big Ten team.
I know, and a brand like Oregon. Yeah. Like, Oregon is not a brand of Ohio State, but man, if your top tiers are Ohio State, Notre Dame, Texas, and Alabama, I mean, Oregon's in that second tier.
Sure.
They are a bigger brand than Texas Tech, Texas A&M, IU. Dare I say Oregon's a bigger brand than Ole Miss at this point?
I mean...
Ole Miss is in the SEC, and they got Lane Kiffin. Yeah, I get that, but as far as brand goes, I wouldn't
push back against that one. I think I would push back against the A&M one, just because it's regional. That's the thing. It's like A&M is a brand, but I would say if you want to put Oregon above them, that's fine. But Oregon above Ole Miss for sure, for sure,
for sure.
As far as a brand goes, 100%.
Let's see here. If Indiana beats Ohio State, they will have lost their only real test after Texas, who may be a 3-4 loss team by the end of the year. I think Ohio State drops to the 3-4 spot. And I think that's what they should. Say Alabama beats Texas A&M, then you would probably have an Indiana 1, a Bama 2, Ohio State 3 and A&M 4. But they're also telling us that conference championships won't deter anything. So who's to say, if it goes chalk, let's say Ohio State beats Indiana and A&M beats Alabama, is 1, 2, 3, 4 really that different? Indiana might drop down to 3, but to your point earlier in the first hour, all of a sudden, Oregon looks like a 7 team.
Yeah.
Notre Dame kind of looks more like a 10 team, and they'll still line that up face Ohio State.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, is if that starts happening, like let's say things just go the way we kind of expect them to go, but all of a sudden, you know, there's a shift in the top four, but basically everybody else sans Texas, let's basically say 9 through 5, if all of a sudden there's a shuffle there with none of them losing any games. You know what I mean?
It's like, totally.
That's weird. They're all still in that same range, but they've moved around. Why?
TV. And it's the only answer.
If that's the case, then they can't dance around that anymore.
And you know what?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know what? We're getting to a point where I think this representation of the playoff that they have this week is going to be the closest to what we actually see, in my opinion. Texas, I don't think, will be there. And I don't think the U will be there. Outside of that, these teams, I think, are all going to be in the playoff picture. The problem is that there's not a whole lot more behind them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it's going to get really difficult for the committee. But also, because of that, these are all really good teams that I wish they would just tell us it's for TV. Because you're going to have to go through a gauntlet anyway.
Yeah.
Notre Dame did not have an easy path to the national championship last year. Neither did Ohio State.
No.
And so you're going to have to win tough games, whether you're on the road in the first round or you got a bye in the second round and you're waiting for whoever your opponent is going to be. Just tell me you want Oregon-Ohio State as a matchup again. Tell me you want Ole Miss and Indiana.
Right?
Yeah, just do it. I know you want Georgia-Bama. Quit lying to me.
It kind of reeks of, I hate to use this example again, but it's like Herb Street saying, you know, ESPN doesn't have any SEC bias. Like, Kirk,
Bullsh.
We like you. Shut up. Like, we know what it is.
It's like the worst kept not secret in baseball. Or it's in baseball. Sorry, I'm watching baseball.
No,
in sports.
But also, like, let's look at the paths real quick as it lays out right now. Georgia-South Florida is the 5-12 matchup. So you get Georgia-Bama. Notre Dame-Oregon. Coin toss that. Let's just call it Oregon. So Oregon-Ohio State. Miami Tech, you're probably picking Tech, and you get Tech at A&M. Ole Miss, Texas, I'd take Ole Miss there. I would go chalk on that. And you got Ole Miss, Indiana. So you've got Georgia, Bama, Oregon, Ohio State, Tech, A&M, Ole Miss, Indiana.
That's a state rivalry, a 100-year-old state rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
That's conference-on-conference crime and conference-on-conference crime. And then spin the chamber, tell me Kurt Cignetti versus Lane Kiffin. Tell me the press conference for that game.
Oh, God.
Tell me the press conference.
Pre and post.
Pre and post for that game. Sign me up. That's great. I mean, that's great TV. Inject that in my veins. I'll watch that all day long.
So let's just keep it chalky just to kind of run this out real quick. If you want to pick an upset, go ahead. But I'll take Indiana on I'll take A&M. And I'll take Ohio State. And I think I'd take Georgia over Bama. I think Georgia would find a way to knock them off. So there's your upset. So you would have Georgia, Ohio State, and then A&M, Indiana. Where's the easy path here?
There is none.
Georgia has the quote-unquote easiest path as the 5 seed taking on South Florida in the first round. But other than that,
I don't see one.
I think some outsiders will look at Indiana and be like, well, you know, they're not a real program. Da, 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 da.
And that's where I'm going to go, oh, thanks for sharing with us that you don't watch college football.
That they look like the best team in the country this year.
I think they should be number one.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I know Ohio State's offense has finally come around, and apparently Julian Sain is a Heisman candidate none of us are talking about.
Mm.
But give me Indiana, because you heard it from Tyson Alger last hour. I the way Penn State played Indiana, I'm giving Penn State a lot more credit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's Indiana had a bad game or gotten a dogfight and aren't ready. I don't think it's that at all. I think something happened within James Franklin and that program that it broke them. I don't know if it's losing to Oregon. I don't know if it's realizing you're in a dogfight against UCLA that you actually lose. But there is so much talent on that roster. And I'm coming around to believe that Penn State game against Oregon is a big win. And the Penn State game, but it's weird because the Penn State game against Indiana gets to be a gritty, tough win for Indiana, and we're going to reward you for that. But we're going to piss all over the Ducks because they lost to, or they beat Penn State because they suck. And this Iowa team, hey, you went to Iowa and won. That's not a big deal. Bro, that's not a big deal. I watch college football, and that's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go to Iowa City.
Nobody wants to go.
I mean, I want to go to Iowa City. I'm with Tyson on that. I would have loved to be in that environment.
But a visiting team? No.
Hell no.
Look, that was the easiest game to forecast of probably any this season.
And who had the ball last?
Yeah. Look, I picked Iowa because I thought like that score was going to be what we got out of this game.
And would it have shocked you if the script was reversed and Iowa walked downfield and kicked a field goal as time expired?
Absolutely not.
And I don't understand why that is a punishment. It just, it feels so much all over again like Pac-12 bias. It's like if Pac-12 teams have to learn how to adapt, if USC has to learn how to play on the road in the Big Ten, which we keep harping on them about, we keep harping on about UW got to win on the road in the Big Ten. Can Oregon, flashy Oregon, quote unquote, who hasn't been flashy for a decade, can they go play Big Ten football? They put all these standards on former Pac-12 teams in the Big Ten to evolve and adapt. And once they try to, it's always like, well, I don't know, U.S. Coast guys, we don't really like you anyway.
Well, I mean, there's, you know, the talk about pre-show. How come Michigan, Ohio State are the only Big Ten teams that aren't playing on Friday?
Yeah, exactly. You want to talk about brands? I mean, USC is a brand up there with them in terms of brand.
Yeah.
And Oregon is not far behind.
And USC played Friday night last week, Oregon playing Friday night this week.
And Oregon is Oregon still in a half share on the Big Ten?
I think it was...
But you see what I mean? There's always these obstacles for West Coast teams to adapt to the Big Ten.
It's the regionality. That's what I'm talking about.
Nobody is asking, can Utah adapt to the Big 12? No, because Utah plays Utah football. Yeah. It's like if Iowa went to the Big 12, they're like, well, you know, they throw the football in Big 12, and Kirk Ferentz goes, cool, go somewhere else.
Yeah.
We play Iowa football.
This is how we play here.
I don't like the double standard on West Coast teams, and I think it affects USC, I think it affects Oregon, and I think it's bullsh.
I do, too. I 100% agree, and I wonder if they'll ever be able to get over that entirely without winning a national title.
And honestly, I think people got to die.
The old buddy-duddy?
The olds. Yeah, dude. It's just got to change around. Because
Patrick Harris wants to kill people.
Because, you know, if there's some dude who's on the committee who's 60 years old and is on there in 20 years, he's going to be like, well, you know, let's say Oregon has two natties, okay, and a Heisman Trophy running back, okay, and USC's got three guys starting in the playoffs in the NFL, a quarterback, you know. They're going to be like, well, you know, USC's still playing that Pete Carroll football, and, you know, Oregon, just that Chip Kelly momentum's really helped them. 20 years later, it's like, dude, they run the ball. Like, what are you talking? That is still going to exist until those people are no longer a part of it. Because I can sit here and tell you, dude, the SEC throws the football now.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, Georgia runs the ball really well. But they all throw the football now.
I ran through how much the SEC is scoring and how much the Big Ten is scoring earlier. It was out on Monday. Numbers radio. It's real great. But I wanted to emphasize the point of, like, just how different, like, what our brain tells us what a particular brand of football is and what's actually transpiring. This is such a random tangent. And you have no idea where I'm going to go with this. There is a longtime MLB writer who is out there telling everybody right now that Paul Skeens wants to be a Yankee.
I have seen this. I have not clicked on it because I don't want to live in that world.
It is a legitimate longtime MLB writer, a guy who's a Hall of Fame voter, Professional Baseball Writers Association, all those things.
Is it Peter Gammons?
No, it's not. It's Ryan Miller.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So, but there are people in there like, well, he's been a Yankees fan his whole life. I'm like, he grew up a Dodgers fan.
Yeah.
What do you like? It's like, I'm using this as an example because it's like,
we're not watching.
We're not paying attention. Mm-hmm. We're not looking at this. The narrative. It's like, what do you mean? No, he didn't grow up a Yankees fan. What are we talking about?
Also, do you know that the media is the only one that's trying to push this hype that we all give an S about the Yankees?
Yeah, it's like,
because it's been a long time. Not to take a shot at my boy Casey over there.
Wait.
But this desire of like players wanting to be a Yankee and them being this historic thing, it's not gone by any means, but it's starting to fade away.
I can tell you where they want to be more.
Yeah, they want to be in LA way more. Yeah. Because are you watching? Like, no, we're not watching.
We're not.
It's like, you know, I think the Yankees could beat the Dodgers in the World Series. It's like, oh, really? I can't. Their defense sucks. And what happens in game five? Their defense sucks, and they lose. And it's the same thing. They're doing it with the Pac-12 guys. Like, it's moving the goalposts all the time. And it's like, it's just ignorance.
It's horse blinders.
And that's why it's hard for me to get into, like, what they're looking at and the eyeball test.
If
and
we
all
get
that
what
stuff.
We've been talking about, where the sense all the things stay as they are, kind of for the most part, but there's a shuffle, we know.
We know.
At that point in time, we know.
Mm-hmm.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's they reshuffled their TV, and that's what it is.
And if you're a Duck fan, just to put a bow on this, you went out, and you're fine. And that's what Lanning says, mm-hmm. and that's the committee basically saying that to you. So that's your choice. All right, we come back. We'll stick a little bit in college football before we head over to the NFL. Jed Fish, you want to be here? Are you paying attention? 105.1 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
503-864-6326 is the Fan text line. Come hang out with us. Also over in the YouTube chat, we're talking carpet jerseys. And I'm not going to come back from my thought that I love the carpet jersey.
It's fine. It's for me, it's one of those things where it's... I'm glad that they actually like leaned into an idea because... Instead of
half-assing something?
So many of the Blazers jerseys, like the plaid. So I've got friends who work in design at Nike and Nike basketball. Mm-hmm. I have seen iterations that did not make the final cut. And I'm like, why? Why did that not make the final cut? That is so dope. Like, that's so crazy. Like, if you're going to do plaid or PDX carpet or like something crazy, well, you can't like, oh, here's a little note of plaid. It's plaid.
10 toes down.
Yes. You're Portland. You're weird. You do all the weird stuff.
Yeah.
The Miami Vice, Miami Heat jerseys are the best alternates in basketball.
The San Diego Padres, Miami Vice jerseys are the best City Connects in baseball.
It's like, when you do the thing, do it loud.
And they're obnoxious loud pastels.
Just if you're going to be loud. And the carpet jerseys are loud.
Mm-hmm.
Not my favorite, not my Huckleberry, but if you're going to do it, do it. Like, I was talking with somebody with the Blazers.
Most City Connect jerseys suck.
They do. They do.
Like, really suck. Wrigleyville, stuff is garbage.
I would say the NBA alternates this year, I saw the whole list yesterday or the day before. 24 out of 30.
Suck.
No.
Oh.
Good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's only six that just suck and blow. It's like, ugh, what are you doing here? Clippers jerseys, abomination, just an absolute abomination. It's like, what is this? What is this Microsoft Office cut and paste nonsense you have on this jersey? Just put the paperclip on there at that point. Nobody with the Blazers will listen to me. I want them to bring back the retro lowercase vertical letters.
I know.
It is the best
Walton jersey.
It is the best jersey in basketball history.
Or do the lowercase Rip City. Did they have that?
They've done it, but like You know what?
The Blazers is cool, though.
If you want to keep it modern, if you want to make a twist on it, do Rip City in lowercase,
yeah.
But make them the red ones.
Yeah.
Not the black, not the white, the red. And do the lowercase, just like you did Blazers, use the same font and do Rip City. There's your modern little touch on it. But that is one of the cleanest, and it's not even me like growing up as a Blazers fan. It's just a dope jersey. Like the Orlando Magic pinstripes.
Classic.
Dope jersey. The Toronto Raptors dino jerseys. Dope jerseys. Like, dude, those are three
the
of
Memphis
them.
Grizzly.
Yes.
The
Vancouver Grizzly.
Vancouver
yes.
Grizzly, that's a dope jersey. So,
like, those are.
Houston Oilers.
Yes.
Those are dope jerseys.
It doesn't matter. Like, when you see it, like, the number of non-Blazers fans, like, when I'm at, like, Summer League or some event or national guys are in town or when we're talking about jerseys, they will always be like, Blazers really have good jerseys. Like, they have a good color scheme. They have a good font. Like,
pinwheel's cool.
Pinwheel's dope. Like, but it feels, and it's not just a Blazers thing. It's a league thing. It's a league with Nike thing. They have missed the mark so many times of, like, highlighting the super dope things that they can do, and they don't. And it's like, can you just get back to doing that?
Huskies lose on the road to Wisconsin 13-10. Damon Williams, a pretty pedestrian day, 20 of 32, 134 yards, a tud and a pick. Rushed the ball 19 times for 61 yards.
That's a little man running a lot.
That was a little man running a lot. Wisconsin had 48 yards total passing from four dudes. Four different guys threw a pass in this game.
Including a punter.
And he was the leading thrower for this team. One of one on a fake for 24 yards. That is the leading passer for Wisconsin. Look, I'll give a lot of credit to Luke Fickell, okay? I really will. I can't believe I ever said this in my life. Two games in a row, a really, really bad Wisconsin team kind of played a little bit.
Sure.
They hung with Oregon in the first half. Yeah. I never thought they were going to stick with it. And, you know, weather be damned. But they played a bad game and beat a Husky team that's ranked. I could sit here and lament endlessly about how the Huskies are garbage. I am very disappointed in them for this loss. I really thought that they were coming around. I mean, I picked them earlier this year to win more than their win total. Now that won't happen because I did not have them losing to Wisconsin on the road, which has put their coach kind of in the headlight, who's been linked all season long, really, with the Florida job and now the UCLA job. The conversation about his wife and kids living in Arizona because they, quote, hate Seattle because it rains.
Well,
there's a much beleaguered coach.
Well, there's also he's said this, and I want to give some credence to it for sure. He's moved around so much, which is him, that he wanted to let his kid finish high school in the same spot.
I have the clip of that. You want to hear that?
Yeah.
People that have no idea what's going on, honestly, they don't know what's happening in our program. They have no idea how excited I am about the youth in our program. They have no idea how excited I am about the fact that we're playing six or seven true freshmen. No idea how excited I am about the fact that Damon Williams, I believe, has a chance over the next year or 2 years after this to be one of the all-time best quarterbacks that have come through this area. I don't think that they would know how I enjoy coaching here, that we've spent a ton of money into building this program the way we want to build it, that I had a great hand in all the facilities. I was a big part of making the decisions on how we wanted to recreate this space to give our players an unbelievable opportunity to have a recovery room that they never had, working on making sure that they have the best nutrition they could possibly have, give them great new meeting rooms, new office spaces for our coaches. I think, unfortunately, what happens is they just want to tie coaches to lists, and then we have to sit there and defend it rather than just be able to just tell our fans, like, our players, our coaching staff, myself, my family, we love coaching at the University of Washington. And the ridiculousness of people that want to claim that because my wife and daughters are living in Arizona, because I have a 16-year-old who's been in five different schools in the last 8 years to finish her high school, has anything to do with my decision, or the ridiculousness of just putting my name on a list just to do it. Only that does affect recruiting. It affects our team. It affects our staff. And my hope is that our players, our coaches, our families understand how much we love it at Washington.
That is Jed Fish when discussing why his name is on lists. We had Chris Fetters on this show, what, 2 months ago? Month ago, I think it was Apple Cup was the last time we talked to him. And he said, and I quote, Jed Fish is here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah.
And that's your own people that cover that sport. And, you know, I hear him a lot, you know, as a parent, I definitely feel for that. I know that if I moved around for this job to be in this industry and my oldest, if she was making new friends every year, that'd be really hard on her. That's kind of just how her genetic makeup is. And so I definitely hear that. But never once did I hear him really say, I love it here. I can't wait to be here forever. Because, dude, when you're talking about all the great players you have, dude, you can just take them with you.
Yeah, there's a big part of that. But we always want to operate in the black and the white of, like, he either has to be here or he's going somewhere else. Like, you know what? Maybe he is happy there, but there is something else he'd rather, like, if the right opportunity came up and that he would be okay with. But also, maybe even with that, I mean, we're human. It does suck that, you know, people are questioning him and that his wife and daughter are staying in Arizona because they hate Washington.
Sure, like, I can be humane about that.
It's like, well, you know what, dude? You know, look, coming from the military, I didn't understand it as much then because I was so much younger and I didn't have a family and kids and all those kind of things. And the amount of moving that we do and just how insane of a life that is.
I got a ton of military brat friends that are the same way. Yeah.
And it's like, if they had the option to stay somewhere and finish up school and while dad was deployed somewhere, hey, dad's going from Arizona to Washington. You can actually say that. Let's just say they went from Luke Air Force Base in Arizona up to McCord Air Force Base up in Washington. And like, you know what? Dad's going to be there, but in 30 days, he's going to deploy and he's going to go to Afghanistan for 10 months. Can we just stay here at Luke?
Yeah.
And like, she's 17. Like, let her finish up her senior year. Like, you're gone anyways.
Yeah, the amount of toll, like, you tell a 17-year-old girl going into her senior year that you got to make new friends and hope that somebody asks you to the prom. Like, as a parent, those are real conversations I have in my brain.
And it's like, it sounds like, you know, so, like, oh, it's not a big deal. Yeah, it is. Like, so that part of it, like, the human side of it, and the same thing with, like, you know, having your name come up on lists. 90% of me is like, Jed, that comes with a job, dog.
Totally.
But 10% of me
is... And you should be pleased by that.
But 10%, because here's the 10%. Number one, unless you're actively doing it and his agent could be doing those things, that does happen.
Sure.
The other part of it is he could be, like I said, let's say he's 90-10, you know, he wants to be at Washington, but the Florida job is the job that he really wants. That's his dream job. That's his Kenny Dillingham. You know, that's his alma, Jeff Brohm at Cincinnati. It's like, it's your alma mater. It's a place you know, you place you want to be at.
Jonathan Smith at Michigan State.
Yeah. Oh. But, he does really like Washington. But now he has to go in and explain to his players every single time. But that's also where the larger part of like my feeling on this is that comes with the gig, dog.
Yeah, and I think there's something that's not been discussed on this situation is this kind of harkens back to what I was saying about the West Coast, the Pac-12 bias and kind of things. I don't know, and this might even include us, who should know better than anybody. I don't know if we really know how great of a job UW is. You know,
it's in a weird space. It's not a bad job.
It's definitely not a bad job. It's a top end Big Ten job for sure. It was a top end Pac-12 job. It's a top end Big Ten. They went to the Big Ten for a reason. That's a good brand.
This is a team that was in the national title game 3 years ago now.
And last time I checked, Chris Peterson took him to a playoff and Kalen DeBoer took him to a nat. Like, this has a program with storied history. Mm-hmm. Rose Bowls, you know, the shared natty in the 90s.
How much does this hurt you?
It hurts me a lot.
To say out loud.
It really does. But the honesty is that
as a Washington State Cougar.
Is that I hate you. I think what's really difficult is that we don't know how good of a job this is. Is this a job for a Kalen DeBoer to find before he gets in Alabama? Is this a job for Jed Fish to find before he gets to a Florida? Or can someone actually be there for a long time and not a good time? Because everybody's looking for a long time.
For sure, but how many programs out there are lucky enough to have that?
Would a Brian Kelly think UW is a good job?
I think so.
After being fired from LSU?
Yeah, there's probably less pressure.
If there's the rumors are is that he's connected to the Michigan State job. Would you rather have UW
Which
or Michigan State?
Which got hit with a show cause, by the
right.
way.
Would you rather have UW or Michigan State? That's an easy That's one UW. For me. It's UW.
Yeah, 100%.
So I think part of this, too, is that we just don't know where we feel about UW.
Well, Fan Text Lines, I think, summed this up pretty well as far as where UW fits in the pecking order. They're definitely a top two job in Washington.
Yeah, right behind Mark Few at Gonzaga.
There you go.
I mean, it's so great. My ID left for UW, so tell me that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Also, shout out Bill Moose for doing the same thing, but going somewhere else, you losers. All right. We've gone way over. Let's slide into the NFL and have a little MVP discussion on what it actually takes. It's going to be a doozy this year. NFL chatter right here on Portland Sports Leader. But first, we'll toss to Casey with sports.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I'm ready, Snake. Are you? All right, Web Gems coming up next. Everybody's favorite. Do it every day at 11:45, so we'll get to that next. I got a funny story for you out of the NFL. Might involve artificial intelligence, as one man claims. I think it might just be a great troll job. And if so, that's fantastic. Because you can't always count on AI. But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Looking around, I know that this is always a contentious thing, but don't look now. The LA Chargers are 7-3. Can we think of a team more injury riddled than the LA Chargers?
Bucks.
Oh, fair. Okay. So then this goes into a Baker Mayfield situation as well. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 6-3. The Chargers are 7-3. Both playoff bound. And I believe both of these teams will be playoff bound. Now, because they lose games sometimes, and because these quarterbacks, Justin Herbert, Baker Mayfield, don't have amazing games week to week due to their situations, should that not gain them a little more credit in an MVP discussion? Should that not gain them a little more than even a Drake May who's having a great year or the usual suspects of Mahomes and Allen?
To an extent, sure.
Wasn't that the same reason they gave for hyping up Joe Burrow's MVP last year?
Right, because that team was ass and he was amazing.
Yep.
Because I look at Sam Darnold right now. Let's take Matt Stafford and Sam Darnold, for example, right? Two teams that are going to clash this weekend in must-watch NFL football. Both those guys are playing great.
JSN's on pace to have the first 2,000-yard receiving season for a wide receiver.
That's cool. I did not know that.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Those guys are bona fide MVP candidates. But look at the Rams and the Seahawks. They might be the best teams in the NFL, AFC or NFC. They have skipped the injury bug for the most part. I wish we could live in a world where the MVP, the V, meant a little bit more than the M.
How long did you workshop that one for?
Right now.
No, right off the dome?
Right off the dome, dude.
Okay.
Well, I don't run into doors.
Well, wow. Wow.
Sorry, amigo.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
You can put it on the board.
We're gonna get the update of that where it's a put it, you can put it on the door. God. Yeah, and that's the thing is like the MVP is such a weird award in the big three, in baseball and basketball and football, because it seems to change what it is on any given year. And I don't like that.
Well, we're going to have a discussion on Friday because 4 o'clock American League MVP yep. gets announced in Major League Baseball. But I talk about this ad nauseum with the NBA. Look, I will call it right now. It is November 12th at 11:42. The 2027 NBA MVP will be Cade Cunningham. Because that narrative is starting to grow now.
Wemby. It'll be Wemby.
I think Wemby wins it this year.
I mean, there's a real chance that he could,
but I think,
they finish.
But there's this small grassroots campaign going with Cade Cunningham.
Well, it's not grassroots. It's American. Because if it's Wemby, it's been Giannis, Jokic, Shea.
It could be Luka this year.
Like, it's been non-American. Embiid.
Well, basketball wasn't made in America, so it was made by a Canadian.
Yeah, well, it was here. Peach basket, baby. What's more American than that? But in the NFL, like, you know, people were debating the Josh Allen Lamar stuff, and I'm like, look, man, Lamar's got Derrick Henry back there.
Totally.
Like, that's, you look at Josh Allen, we talk about Green Bay and their lack of weapons. Green Bay would take Buffalo's weapons, but I think that's the only team that you could say that about with as it pertains to Buffalo. Like, yeah, you've got better weapons of the competitors than the Packers.
Who have nothing.
Yes.
I mean, I love Jacobs, but he didn't have a great game.
No, and without Kraft, they just don't have a dude. And so it changed because, you know, there's the argument for, well, look at the Ravens without Lamar. And it's like, well, yeah. Like, he's also very valuable. But also it's...
But I've also seen the Ravens with Lamar this year.
So it's like there's a little bit of, okay, let's see where this goes. But there's a reason why quarterback is the most valuable position in sports.
No doubt.
The ask of them is just greater as far as individual impact.
If Myles Garrett has a Michael Strahan season.
20 sack season.
Sets the record for most sacks. Because TJ Watt does the same thing. And they go on a playoff run but don't win it. That blame goes on Aaron Rodgers. Or that blame goes on, you know, Shedeur Sanders or whoever. Dylan Gabriel, whoever's the quarterback. That you're right, because as valuable as Miles would be, or Strahan was that year, Warren Sapp in a similar situation, Reggie White previously, they don't happen because you're right. So why can't the quarterback with the most odds stacked against them not get a little extra love? That's how I feel about Herbert and Baker.
Yeah, I
because right now the MVP is, you know, like Sam Darnold or Matt Stafford.
But also
Drake May, for God's sake.
There's always the expectations that tie on to things, too.
Danny Dimes.
Nobody expected the Colts to be great. Nobody expected the Seahawks to be great.
Nobody predicted the Patriots at 8-2.
No. Look, I picked
people,
them.
People liked them.
I picked them as a playoff team.
8-2 is wild.
Yeah, nobody saw that coming. So, yeah, it's an interesting spot. Like, I'm watching ESPN over your shoulder right now, and Mike Dannenbaum's out here saying the Chiefs are going to win the AFC West.
Are you... Do we need to have this conversation again? Are you watching the NFL?
Yeah, it's
are
like
you paying attention?
Are behind?
Yeah.
Right now, they're out of the playoffs.
They're 5-4, right?
Yeah. Like, what are we talking about?
And they're going to Denver this weekend. Look, we can sit here and bitch and moan about Bo Nix all we want in that Denver offense.
Narrative,
but...
narrative.
Oh, God. That's why I'm glad we live here, dude.
Narrative. It is what it is. But, yeah, should Stafford get extra credit? Should Herbert get extra credit? Should Baker Mayfield get extra credit? Yes.
Sure.
I think they should.
Yeah. They're in situations that not everybody was gifted.
No.
Yeah. So, rant over.
But also, you know, with the exception of the Bucs, and maybe we need to kind of reevaluate Raheem Morris, like, who's coaching those teams?
Yeah. That is true. You know, there's no Liam Cohen anymore in Tampa.
No. And Baker's done this with what?
There's no three, Bruce Arians
three
anymore.
Three straight OCs.
Mm-hmm.
So...
We always talk about, you know, Alex Smith had four different OCs in his first 3 years, blah, blah, blah. But Baker's got that same situation, and he's played very well in all three instances.
Turns out he's pretty good at making
turning
OCs into head coaches.
Turns out Baker is pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Why am I so spicy yesterday and today about random things that I don't need to be spicy about?
I'm rubbing off on you a little bit.
You love it. You are loving it.
Look, and when you do, I just let you go. I'm like, oh, all right, cool. Also, I'm concussed.
It's very nice of you.
Mm.
Very nice. All right, we come back. Web Gems, everybody's favorite.
You put that door there. That's what you wanted. You wanted to get spicy.
I watched Cooley do it, and I was like, hey, Cooley, you should, you know what, I just won't say that. Web Gems is next. Is artificial intelligence trolling rival fan bases? We'll get to that. 105.1 The Fan. All right, this is Web Gems, everybody's favorite. We do it every day at 11:45. Coming up in the big nooner, stick in the NFL, and there's a team that I'm very concerned about due to their quarterback play, an injury to a high draft pick, and what this could mean for this franchise going forward. We'll touch in a little bit more on some college football as well. So I want to ask the chances of this team who's on the outside looking in. And then we'll look ahead for Blazers-Pelicans tonight. 5 o'clock tip, right?
Yes.
5 o'clock? Question mark?
I had to think about that for a second. I'm like, New Orleans time zone difference? Yeah, yeah.
This is your job, not mine.
No, it's 8 o'clock. It's one of the 8 o'clock games. That's why I was like, yes. So it's dumb.
At least there's a lot to do late at night in New Orleans.
On a Wednesday night, for sure.
It's not going to be me going to a basketball game if I live in New Orleans, I'll tell you that.
To be fair, it's not that for most people in New Orleans. So,
as I like to say, and judging by the attendance, you aren't.
Nope.
But this Web Gem story comes to you by way of Miami Beach. Now, that's a place we'd like to be right about now. Did you see the video, apparently, of Mike McDaniel driving by the Bills bar on his way home from the stadium after the Dolphins beat the Bills? He drove by with the window down and, like, just waved to the fans outside the Bills bar in Miami.
Got him twice.
That's amazing. Well, they didn't win the first one.
Well, I mean, you know,
they almost did, though. That's amazing. But then he was asked about it, and this is what he said in his press conference.
That's why I like the good old days, you know, the throwbacks of yore where you could trust the internet and the images, because, you know, that is pretty detailed. That, you know, I do live in that area, but, I mean, AI, right?
Are you confirming it?
I mean, I live in that area. AI is real. That's what I got for you.
Who is that?
No, for the record, I did not answer it. That's the punchline of the humor.
Dude, this guy's so weird.
He's a weird dude.
He's so weird. I read an article today about how Dan Quinn got him sober, because I guess it was like real bad for him.
It means out of the league for it.
And good for him on that, but like, yo, dude, you're weird, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's a MIT grad.
Yeah, he's a brilliant offensive mind.
I mean, he's Ivy League educated or MIT.
I can't remember which. Yale.
Is it Yale? I think you're right. Yeah. But he's incredibly smart. And people that typically have those kind of smarts, that level of intelligence, they're usually weird people.
A little tism.
Yeah. There's a little tick to them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're playing the click track, there's some paradiddles in there.
There is absolutely no way he didn't drive by the bar.
100%. But also, I love the AI is real. Like, he went full on, like, the truth is out there.
And I love that he basically called it out, like, see how I didn't answer that question? It's like, dude, that means the answer is yes.
Let me explain the joke for you.
If the answer is no, then you would have said no.
This is why it makes it funny.
Am I the only one that thinks that he took a second lap?
I mean, yeah.
This guy is dead.
Cross him off then.
That's how you approach that.
I mean, I'm not saying that you believing that is wrong. I'm with you. Like, he definitely, you know, turned the block on him. For sure. For sure.
I need more of this in the NFL, because this is such a college story. This is such a college fan base story. Kalen DeBoer accidentally drives through the center of campus at Auburn after the Iron Bowl, you know?
You know, somebody poisons a tree.
Don't do that. I'd forgotten about that.
Tumor's corner.
That's messed up. But yeah, this is Kirby.
Didn't that guy end up being a former, or he was a cop?
Something like that. Yeah, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
Like, this is Kirby Smart, like, on his way out of Tuscaloosa. He finally gets a W against Alabama, and he's like, tee.
This is Joe Burrow with the cigar.
Without a doubt.
Like, that's what this is. Oh, you thought?
I want more of this in the NFL.
This is right up there with, you know, pimping the bat and end zone celebrations and all. Like, it's fun.
It would have been he drives. I saw the video, and I'm not a big car expert, but he drives like a Mustang-esque type car that probably has some to it.
I would 100% put him as an electric vehicle guy.
No, I don't think so. He looked like it looked like a Mustang style, so like a long two-door
sports car,
but with like some meat in it.
Okay,
I would have just sat there and spun. And then,
according to Google AI, it's a black Audi RS7.
Oh, yo.
That's a nice car.
I mean, Miami.
and you make millions. Yeah. I would have just sat there.
You're not driving the Corolla.
I would have just sat there and peeled out. And if a cop arrested you, you got two things going for you. One, you're sober.
Mm.
So it's like, okay, it's a speeding ticket or a traffic infraction. And two, the cop's probably a Fins fan.
Yeah,
and he's like, coach, don't do that.
That didn't work out real well for Tyreek.
Well, Tyreek is also a jerk.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Fair point. But McDaniel is different. Like, the weird head coach, hey, coach, I'm sorry you're going to get fired. I'll let you off on this one.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't do that, but fins up.
Or, hey, how about you get Jalen Waddle a few more touches?
Yes, yes, from a fantasy team. Yeah. You know, my wife will send death threats if you don't.
Correction, it was a Bentley.
Oh.
Who?
Matt Black Bentley.
McDaniel in a Bentley.
Tinted windows.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's a flex I didn't think he had in him. The Audi made sense.
I mean, but yeah.
The Bentley.
Bentley, that's more of a Tyreek.
Right.
That's good for you?
Good for you.
Good for you, I guess?
No, I'm not questioning. That's a 10 toes down. Look good at for you. Good for you, the Bentley, rolling by the Bills bar. Because you know what probably happened? Somebody was like, damn, check that Bentley out. Oh, my God, that's Mike McDaniel, and he's just looking at you, driving by. Hello.
McDaniel out there in a Continental?
A black Lincoln Continental?
No, a Bentley Continental.
Oh, dude, nice ride. That's a nice ride.
That ain't bad.
That ain't bad. All right, coming up, we'll stick in the NFL and the big nooner. We'll start there. This team I am genuinely concerned about, from quarterback play all the way down to a recent injury, draft situation, the whole shebang, why this fan base should be on high alert. We'll do that next. Loaded hour number three. Stick with us. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.